I think you're insane.
So on there is the biblical gospel that they don't preach here. And if they do, if they do say it, it's lip service. They're not holding you to it. It would be on the other side here. So faith, you must have faith in the shed blood of Christ who died for our sins, rose again, right? So most people here would agree on that. They got that right. Now, where they fall short is the next one where it says repent. So if you have faith in that Christ Jesus, you're going to see how worldly and sinful you are, right? And you're going to repent. And repenting is a turning of your mind and your ways. So you're living your life the way you want to live it, in worldliness, carnality, and sin. And when you have that faith in Christ, you're like, wow, I need a Savior to save me from my sins. So you turn your life toward Him, right? Everything of the sinful past is behind you, and now you're going to be striving forward after Him, right? If you do that, you'll be born again. That means you get the Holy Spirit. You're born from above. You get the Holy Spirit of God in you. So you're nodding your head, so you understand that, right? You must have been taught that. Would you all consider yourselves born again? Okay, can I ask how old you are? Just curious.
19.
Oh, okay, so you're plenty old enough. Sometimes, how old are you? Are you guys?
18.
Oh, okay, great, great. Because sometimes we deal with a lot younger ones, and I just want to make sure what the age is, because I'm older. So it's hard to understand how old anybody is. So once you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit within you. You're going to be holy, right? You're going to be doing things that are holy and obedient and show the fruit of worthy of repentance, right? So then you're going to keep doing that until the day you die. There's a lot of people here who believe that you just believe once and then you're saved no matter what. That's a lie. I don't know if you have been taught that. You need to keep doing it. You can fall away. So that's the biblical gospel, that even if some of them are saying it in there, they stop short at repentance. We see a lot of worldly carnal fruit here. Not but true, holy, biblical saints. For one thing, this is a worldly, carnal event. The Bible says you can't please God in the flesh, Romans 8. Right?
So, I've been here all day.
Thank you.
I've been all day here.
So, if this is fleshly,
gospel,
which it is, music, it's fleshly music, external instruments.
Jesus said,
and when you're in there, what does it do when they start playing?
The sinner. You got
to. What does it do to you?
And then
swaying, raising hands, it gets something in your flesh, doesn't it? And if they were to stop the music halfway through the song, would people continue to do that? Or everybody goes,
you can find
what happened? And they wait till the music comes back on and then they do it, right? It's in your flesh. God wants you to move in the spirit, which is spirit and truth. This is fleshly.
Well, do you think that some people might be able to feel moved in the spirit while listening to this music and while having this opportunity to worship?
But it's still of the flesh. And we're not supposed to be pleased. Pleasing God in the flesh. So let me go even deeper than just the music, because this is a music event. Now, they're entwined with the worldly churches, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, whoever it is. They're all made of man. All the denominations, the non-denominations, the 40,000 flavors out there are made of man. Do you realize that? They were not made in the New Testament when Christ started his body. They're made 15 to 1800 years later. Same with the Roman Catholics, several hundred years later. They're not going all the way back to the New Testament body. And on the back of that card is a bunch of sins that they're all practicing. And I want to share this with you. Revelation 22, 14, and 15 says, if you love and practice a lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven with the sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, adulterers. Loving and practicing a lie. So if you look on that card, do you all go to a church? Okay. Do you practice any of those on the back of there? Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. They don't teach women how to be godly, holy women. They don't teach men how to be men. People are they're entwined in entertainment, sports, carnality, politics, things of the world. So you haven't said anything.
Do you go to the church?
We don't. We started reading the Bible, and we compared all the other ones to the Bible, and they're teaching you what God's Word says don't do, and they're not doing what God's Word says to do. So we left all that behind.
Different denominations?
Oh, yeah, we've tested them all. We haven't found one that's biblical. And if somebody finds one, let us know. We'll be the first workers. But we haven't found one that is either fully biblical or wanting and striving to be and will repent of their sins when they're shown. So we left all that, and we wouldn't join that because it wasn't made of God. If you look in Acts 2, what do you see? The New Testament body was house to house, right? It was like a family. And today, what do you see? Everybody goes to church, and the pastor picks from maybe 10 to noon, when the so-called Holy Spirit's going to move. We're going to sing. I'm going to tell you what to sing. I get to do all the preaching. I get to do all the teaching. You give me all your money. I'll go do what I think we need to do with it. It's one person, right? That's not right. Maybe two or three. But if you got hundreds of people, if you have hundreds of people sitting in a pew, that's many men, right? In the New Testament, all the men stand up and teach. They all have the authority to teach, not just one. So that's just one of the ideas or one of the examples in there. On our website, we have a page that says, "Are you deceived?" And it has a whole bunch of things listed on there that a lot of people are practicing that they don't realize. And one willful sin, one unrepentant sin, will leave you outside the gates of heaven. Let me give you another one. You guys are young, but you're to the age to be able to start seeking and digging, right? A lot of people look at Eve, especially younger people, and think she was just deceived. Maybe she was a victim of Satan. She just happened to listen and did something she shouldn't do. That was sin, right? She sinned. Being deceived is a sin because you know why? It makes our God to be a weak, helpless God that can't keep you from the truth or can't keep you from being deceived. He can guide you to all truth. The Holy Spirit, it says it in the book, in the Bible, the Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth, but you're not going to get to it unless you're seeking. And so let me give you some sins I can see here that you all could work on personally. Since you claim to be daughters of the Most High, right? The Bible teaches us how to be godly women. Covering our head in 1 Corinthians 11, covering the temple of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Peter 3, 1 Timothy 2, those are things that they're not teaching people. I'm just showing the sign here. And that in among a lot of the other lies that they teach.
Yeah, I just have a question. This is like a really big event that's meant to draw people to Jesus and meant to kind of like minister to people of the Duluth that might not know Jesus and kind of like a way to do that. I feel like holding signs and trying to like turn people's minds away.
Oh, we definitely want to turn people from this because this is not the real Jesus. I just explained a whole bunch of sins that they're doing here. Jesus is not a sinful Savior, is he? He stands for truth and righteousness and holiness and obedience, right? And we talked about the gospel, how if you're transformed on the inside, your outside, your life is going to show holiness and the fruits of obedience, right? That's not this place. This place stands for all the denominational issues that I just shared with you on the back of the card, a bunch of the sins and the lies they do. So bringing people in here, it's like a placebo. Satan has an opposite to everything God has, and it's to blind people and deceive you into thinking this is going to bring people to Jesus, but it's not. It's going to bring you to worldliness, carnality, lies, falseness.
Well, personally, I've been brought to Jesus a lot of times, not from specifically this event, but from different kinds of worshiping. Like, and it might be like similar songs too.
Well, can I share something with you? Ephesians 5 tells us what we're supposed to be doing for, if you want to sing for worship. It's not external instruments. You know what it is? It's beautiful. If you're born again, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? He owns it. He bought it with his blood, right? You don't own it. So what you're supposed to do with that temple is what he tells you to look at, what not to look at, what to listen to, what not to listen to, right? So we're supposed to do what he says in it. And that's not what's going on here. There's a lot of things going on here.